And I think that sort of got to Al, because when we would go places, they would say Marcus Allen and the Raiders are coming. Now, he didn't mind when they said Bo Jackson and the Raiders were coming along, but when they said Marcus Allen and the Raiders were coming, because after Bo was hurt and done, Marcus was still there a couple of years, and he was the face of the Raiders. And I think that was part of the issue that happened, and because it certainly wasn't anything that was happening on the field. Marcus wanted to play. They were not allowing him to play, you know, only on third down, third and long and fourth and short was basically the only time he could play, and it was just ridiculous for a guy of his talent to be held back like that. It just wasn't right. And so when Marcus decided to go public, you know, the players had to make a decision. You know, who are you going to side with? And we knew the right thing to do was to side with Marcus, and that's what the majority of us did.
Have you ever heard of another situation like that, Tony?
Not really, and I remember watching that all unfold, and I don't know how it happened, but it just was really kind of tragic. You took a team, and I don't know that they've ever recovered from it. I think that was really the beginning of the downfall of the Raiders, and it comes down to what you're talking about, psychological situations where you're trying to get everybody on the same page and everybody focusing on the same goal, and whenever that gets divided, it's really, really hard to win.